USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is continuing to testify before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee on Thursday about how the DHS plans to address border security. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert asks how many illegal immigrants it will take for the southern border situation to be considered an invasion.
It says the federal government is going to keep the states free from invasion. That hadn't happened.
Some Republicans are calling on Secretary Mayorkas to resign over allegations that he has not enforced border laws. Secretary Mayorkas contends the DHS is effectively managing the southern border. President Biden is using the excuse technical factors for the nation's economy shrinking in the first 3 months of the year. GDP growth declined by 1.4% during the first quarter. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5500. Enjoy.
A police union in Grand Rapids is standing by their man after an officer-involved shooting earlier this month.
The union representing law enforcement in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is defending the officer who shot Patrick Leoya after video showed him resisting arrest and reaching for the officer's taser. The Grand Rapids Police Officers Association says Leoya's death is tragic, but it also said officers have a legal right to protect themselves and the community in a volatile situation. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Russian soldiers are accused of mistreating Ukrainian civilians near Kyiv. This comes a month after more than 400 dead civilians were found. A chief prosecutor saying it's their goal to identify everybody who was involved in criminal activity. This on the heels of the president wanting to send $33 billion to Ukraine for aid. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Ford is slashing nearly 600 jobs. That includes salaried employees and contract workers in the engineering department. The automaker saying this is the latest adjustment as it shifts from building vehicles powered by internal combustion engines to focusing on electric vehicles. The CEO saying the company needs totally different talent in an effort to restructure. Twitter's new CEO is calling people out in his company.
The folks that run Twitter are being called out by proposed owner Elon Musk. Inappropriate is the word Elon used to describe Twitter fact-checkers on censoring the Biden laptop story and completely removing the New York Post, a story that could have changed the results of the 2020 election had the American voter been able to see for themselves. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk wants Mr. Musk to dig deep once he gets control in a few months.
We need to find out exactly how severe was the censorship institutionally at Twitter, from the shadow banning to the suspended accounts. Elon, I believe, now that he's the new manager and owner of Twitter, needs to bring back the suspended accounts, especially those that were suspended for these ridiculously arbitrary reasons.
Charlie Kirk on Fox News Thursday morning. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ozzy Osbourne has COVID. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer is also currently battling Parkinson's disease and rehabbing a neck injury as well. His wife Sharon saying Ozzy is okay, but she's very worried. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.